You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
All right, the proposal did not pass, the tush-push proposal, the proposal to disallow pushing, pulling, lifting any runner at any time on a football field. It got close. The final tally was 22-10 in favor, but they needed 24. You need three-quarters, 75% of owners to vote yes. I mentioned that Adam Schefter is getting, you know, a lot of the information. Maybe there's more information from somebody else out there, but he's put out there that in addition to the Eagles, the Ravens, Patriots, Jets, and Lions all voted no, but there were another five no votes as well. I'm curious to find out how Washington voted. They certainly did not want to discuss the tush-push. Quinn didn't. We did hear from Frankie Louvu, who said he thought it should be banned. We heard that the other day on Tell the Truth Monday when he was on with Good Morning America. All right, what do you think? Just reaction to one of the bigger rule change votes in recent memory in the NFL. I would have voted no. I would have voted no for the reasons that I've stated before, but I'll state them again in case you've missed them. Number one, I don't like the play. I think it looks like anything but a football play. It looks very much like a rugby scrum play. I think pace of play is an issue. When I say pace of play, I'm not talking about, oh my God, they're, you know, the game's ground to a halt and it's holding things up, although it can with penalties like we saw in the NFC Championship game. I just think it's a play in which, you know, they hated the extra point. They got rid of the extra point. It was a play that produced no action whatsoever. And I'm not saying that that the tush-push doesn't create action and isn't effective and important on third and one and fourth and one. But when you see Philadelphia line up on third and two and run it, and then on fourth and one and run it, that is a boring stretch of a minute 20, you know, a minute 10 of football. I don't personally like it. I know that there's no data that suggests that it's an unhealthy play, but man, is it officiated poorly. I mean, offsides, false starts, neutral zone infractions, you know, just so many, you know, rules violations that for whatever reason, both sides, defense and offense, gets away with on this play because they're just so bunched up. It's hard, I guess, for them to officiate it. Lastly, I think we're going to start seeing why, and why we didn't see this before, what Washington did in the NFC Championship game, but we have to see defenses try to get creative and really try to take the quarterback out to really send a message, we don't want you running this play. If you run this play, we are going to punish you. But they've been running it for 3 years now, and he hasn't really been punished running it. And there have been attempts to really be more physical. But who knows? Maybe in 2025, we'll see Philadelphia awarded a touchdown after multiple offsides penalties. Robert in Annapolis, go ahead.
Hey, good morning. Actually, don't you mean you would have voted yes? Wasn't it the yes votes that would have?
Yes, I would have voted yes on banning the tush push and the associated, pushing pulling. Yeah, sorry if I said that incorrectly.
I heard you say you would have voted no, so I wasn't sure how the word.
I would have
was.
Voted yes. I wanted it out.
All right, but that's my point. What you just mentioned. How do you think that vote would have gone had the officials awarded a touchdown against Washington in that game? How do you think that would? Can you imagine that in a NFL game where the officials actually award a touchdown rather than a team?
You know what,
score it?
Robert? Great point. I mean, I thought just the announcement of that they could do it. I think that may have been a big reason why we got to the point where we got to. But to your point, if they actually did award the touchdown, maybe there would have been 24 votes.
Yeah. And I've always been one that, and maybe this is because how the rule was forever in my earlier years, that you couldn't assist a ball carrier in his forward progress.
But it used to be a rule.
I know, and I don't. They say this thing, it was hard to officiate. How is that more difficult to officiate than a receiver or a defender going downfield and sort of banging on each other going for the ball? I mean, is that offensive pass interference or defensive pass interference? You can say the same thing at the line of scrimmage. Is that defensive guy holding him to get to the quarterback or, you know, the offensive guy holding him? That was a silly excuse that they gave. You can usually see when there was a assisting it, but anyhow, you know, you got to go play with whatever the rules are, and that's what they decided. So I guess we'll have to go with it. You mentioned when Washington beat Philadelphia. Keep in mind, in that game, they didn't have to worry too much about it because Hurts got hurt in that game early on. So you guys will have to deal with that.
That was the second game here. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, but they did take.
Thanks.
All right.
Robert.
There you go.
Appreciate it. Bud in Salisbury. Go ahead, Bud.
Yes, good afternoon, Kevin. I think Green Bay was very smart in revising that proposal because ball carrier getting pushed along. Could you imagine in the 70s and 80s, Earl Campbell pushed for extra yardage and stuff from offensive linemen? Earl Campbell ran over safeties by himself. Could you imagine... Yep. Extra help from offensive linemen doing it. Also, the injury factor is a factor because if running backs get stopped by a safety or a cornerback, all it takes is one or two offensive linemen to have a cornerback or safety fall backwards and tear an ACL or MCL. I thought an injury designation or something like that could have put it over the top as well.
Yeah, I agree with you. I think the rewritten proposal gave it a better shot. I don't know what the injury data is on the non-tush-push part of the rule, but we do know that the tush-push play, there's been a lot of data on it, and it doesn't appear to be a high-risk play. Oh, we lost him. Let's go to Scott in Charlotte. Scott, thanks for holding. Go ahead.
Hey, Kevin, I'm actually in Minnesota driving to the airport right now, but I've enjoyed the conversation, and I don't really care one way or the other if it's in or not. I think eventually teams are going to do like what you said. They're going to figure out a way to punish those quarterbacks, and that'll slow people down from doing it.
They haven't so far.
My question for you, yeah, they haven't so far, but they will, because it doesn't matter. Defenses always figure out ways to stop various plays, so they'll figure out something. But my question for you is, remember, and I'm a little bit older than you, but I can remember when guys like Peyton and others, running backs would just fly over the line, and then the Bears threw in the wrinkle of having the fridge run them in too, so you didn't know, are you going to get Walter flying over the top or the fridge smashing through us? How come we don't see running backs flying over the top anymore? Was it an injury thing?
I think we still see it occasionally. But, yeah, just the beginning of the NFL today with, Brent Musburger, and the first shot is Walter Payton flying over the line of scrimmage in the 70s. Yeah, we still see backs, go airborne. But, Yeah, it. I, like I've said this many times the last few weeks, I think Philadelphia is leaving a lot of offensive yardage on the field when they run the tush push. With Saquon Barkley in that offensive line, when you get that crowded, that short yardage situation, you get more explosive runs off of that third and one and fourth and one than you do on first and 10. But at the same time, you're risking not keeping the football and needing to punt. So there is that exchange of risk reward. But don't you guys think that if Saquon Barkley got the third and ones and the fourth and ones more than the tush push, that there would be a lot of additional big plays during the course of a Philadelphia season? Let's go to Aaron. Aaron's also calling. We have a lot of people calling from Charlotte today. Aaron's from Charlotte. Our last caller was in Minneapolis, but Aaron, go ahead.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hey, what's going on, Kevin?
What's
two,
up, Aaron?
Two issues that I have is, first, that by keeping the play, you're allowing the offense to do something that by rule the defense can't do to stop it, and that's being able to push players. So if you're going to keep the play, you have to adjust the rules to allow the defense.
Well, what do you mean
do
you can't push players on defense? You mean you can't push? You can't push a linebacker into the line of scrimmage.
Right.
That only on special teams plays?
My understanding is no, it's on any play, we can check the rule book, but my understanding is the defense isn't allowed to push the defensive lineman on that play. And so therefore it's not a mano-a-mano play anymore. And so that's my first problem. The second problem is, fine, if you're going to keep the tush push, you have to put pressure on these officials to call the game straight. On the offensive linemen when they're leaning in the neutral zone trying to get extra leverage for the push. So many times when they run this play, they'll line up in the neutral zone or different things like that. And it's allowed. So, again, if you're going to allow this play, then you need to adjust the rules and call it strictly so that, A, the defense can do what they need to do to stop the play. Because right now everyone's talking about, oh, well, defense get creative to stop it. Right now, there's technically nothing you can do to stop it because you can't push, and you've already told me that if we get creative by trying to time the snap count or something like that, you can award a score. So what are you expecting the defense to do outside of saying keep Philly from getting to third and four and shorter? That's not really, it has to be fair on both sides.
Yeah, I'm looking for the rule. I think you're right, but I would ask you, would there be a benefit to line up, let's just say, a linebacker or even another big defensive lineman behind a defensive lineman that's lined over the center and have them pushed
I would. It's hard because there's still the scare of the fake. You know, and they, I think I saw them run that the fake one time last year. You know, out of it too. So I don't know. It's just the fact that right now you're allowing two to potentially even three players be able to push the ball carrier in that spot. But the defense is only allowed basically to have your, you know, defensive linemen and your linebackers crash the line of scrimmage, but nobody can push.
I see the rule right now. Defenses, you know, in a normal scrimmage play are not allowed to push each other. So I'd like to see some balance there. I'm with you on that. For me, the bottom line is the core issue for me is that it just isn't a football play. I'd rather see a traditional quarterback sneak. I'd rather see a running back. I'd rather see play action and a throw. It's like, I know it's, you know, less than 1% of all plays run during the course of a season, understood, but it's a play that gets highlighted, and it's a play that, by the way, keeps the football 87% of the time for Philadelphia when they run it. I don't like it. It doesn't look like a football play to me, but to your point, it's a good one. There should be more assistance given to the defense, and God forbid, I mean, I think Robert in Annapolis is right. You almost, you know, 55-23, they scored a touchdown on that drive anyway, right? Didn't they? Washington didn't hold them to a field goal. They ended up scoring a touchdown there. I mean, it would have almost been, in hindsight, better had the referees been forced to award Philadelphia the touchdown. I mean, good God, that would have been an all-timer. Little, go ahead.
What's going on, Kim? Thank you for taking my call. Shout out to Mad Max. Hey, look, Kim, I only play high school ball. The way I look at these grown-ass men, supposed to be Pro Bowl football guards, tackles, tight ends. Come on, dogs. Y'all should be, hey, you, if you got a pillow on your back, prove to all pro that you don't need help to do your job. That's how I look at it. And I'm going to say it again. I repeated it yesterday. The Eagles line of 2025, 24, 26 moving forward can't carry the Hogs jock strap. You heard it from Little. Hogs, they never need nobody to assist them to do their job. They can't carry the Hogs jock strap. All y'all Philly fans out there clapping. Hell with the tush puts. Why the hell you need some help to do your job? Be a Pro Bowl. Stand up and say, nah, we don't need the poop. We don't need the tush puts. We want to prove we can move this pile on our own back, on our pillar standards.
Well, they got the benefit of everything going on that play. They've got a great offensive line. They had, you know, a Hall of Fame center leading it. They got a running back who, you know, from the waist down might be the strongest running back leg-wise we've ever seen. And then he's getting pushed through forward. Yeah. All right, Little. Thanks, man. Appreciate the call. When we come back, quick, what do you got on Caitlin Clark? She did something last night that was record-breaking. Also, coming up, a conversation that I had with a gentleman who wrote a book called The Top 100, as in the top 100 golfers of all time. It's very interesting, some of the rankings that he came up with. I think you'll enjoy it. That's coming up before the end of the show as well. Kevin Sheehan Show, the Team 980 and the Team980.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.